Zero down and money for the rest of your life. I am talking about Henrico School's first ever career mega sale. This was truly a hiring fair with more than 500 folks, including 100 business partners, walking through the doors of the Adult Education Center at Regency to find a career, not just any available job, that's right for them. I'm Marianne McGee, flying solo for this episode, but not to worry, Mike Roberts will be back in our next edition. And you can stay in touch with us and Henrico Career and Technical Education anytime on social using the handle HenricoCTE. Catch us on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram. Of course, for a deeper dive of what's happening, visit our website, HenricoCTE.com. And something big that just happened was our career mega sale. And we had dozens of businesses there accepting resumes, holding interviews on the spot. One of those companies was Colonial Web, and we were delighted to catch up with their talent acquisition specialist, Logan Fretwell.
Yes, at Colonial Web, we have so many different opportunities. More entry-level positions right now in Richmond. We are looking for electrical apprentices. So that's a really great opportunity for someone to get their foot in the door and take advantage of a great education that we are offering. We also have more experienced positions like foreman and service technician. So anything from HVAC to plumbing, electrical, all things like that. Anything in the mechanical field we're looking to hire for.
And so we have our career and technical education students who are working on being able to enter the field after high school. Some of them are going on to college and some are not. Does Colonial Web have opportunities for either of those avenues if you're coming right out and you're not intending to go 4 or 2 year degree?
We do, yes. So that would be more on the apprentice side. So that is where we are putting you through school and we're paying for your education. You're also getting the on-the-job training with a experienced technician, mechanic, something like that. So they're getting really great training from these experienced people. Also, on the four-year side after college, we do have project management positions. So maybe a project engineer is someone that is a more entry-level after college. But we also have, like I said, project manager to project executive and up from there.
You know, I think, Logan, that's really interesting because there's so much behind the scenes work. I've had the chance to visit Colonial Web offices and walked through one office space, and there was all of this incredible design work up on these beautiful monitors. And that's not exactly what I thought of, but you actually have people who are doing this design work for different companies. Talk a little bit about that. Like, were these people who were working in CAD, or what are they doing?
Yes. So we do have a virtual construction team. So they are working in AutoCAD and Revit and looking at the designs that are coming in and making sure that everything is how it needs to be sent out to the jobs to be created. So it's a really cool opportunity for someone that has the trade background, but also might be interested in the technical side of it as well, kind of marrying those two together. And it makes a really cool opportunity.
That's so neat. And so if you're somebody who's, if for listeners and parents and students, if you're someone who really has that kind of IT interest or CAD interest, there are opportunities for jobs, entry-level positions with Colonial Web. Logan, you mentioned kind of on-the-job training. Talk a little bit about that. If you are, we're here today at the Career Mega Sale, so we're going to have people here who have varying levels of experience. Does this mean that in either case, you are providing some training for people, whether they have a lot of experience or they're fairly new?
Yes. So this is one of my favorite things about Colonial Web. So if you come in with no experience, that's okay. We have positions for that. We have helper and apprentice positions for that. So you are working with a mechanic or a technician of some sort and learning all about the trade. So any background information is really important to kind of expand that knowledge that you have. But also, we hire experienced people as well. So we are looking to develop them and keep them at Colonial Web and really grow their career. So we have a great workforce development center where we put on classes like that, and that will kind of expand their knowledge as well.
This is wonderful. Well, we are delighted you're here at the Career Mega Sale. For people who may want to follow up and learn a little bit more about Colonial Web, how can they do that?
Yes. So our website, colonialweb.com/careers, that has all of our openings, including our apprentice position. So if you're looking for that entry level position or the experience position that we have as well, that's a really good spot for it. And you can find all the information there.
Thanks again to Logan Fretwell with Colonial Web. We had more than 100 business partners at the Career Mega Sale. And that includes our public service agencies. In Henrico CTE, we have career pathways for students who are called to be first responders, from EMT to practical nursing to criminal justice and law enforcement. We offer training and credentials for students who want to serve the public. And at the Career Mega Sale, we had those agencies represented also. In fact, I had the pleasure of chatting with Sergeant Carter and Captain Brophy with the Henrico Sheriff's Office. And I asked my burning question. Maybe it's yours too. I've always wanted to understand the difference between the sheriff's department and the police department.
Sure. Great question. It's one that we certainly encounter all the time when we're out and about. So we're both currently considered law enforcement, and I'll speak on the sheriff's side of this. We basically just shared a different side of the same badge, in that the sheriff's office is responsible for court security, as well as staffing the county's two jails, one in New Kent County, and as well as one in, of course, Henrico. And we also are responsible for the delivery of all of our, and service of all of our civil paperwork.
Okay, got it. So we get to see the sheriff's around the county, and you all are working kind of in concert with other law enforcement. So that's something I know our students will be interested in, because some of them are studying criminal justice and career and technical education and have their eye on law enforcement. Sergeant Carter, let me ask you a little bit about kind of your decision to join the sheriff's office. Tell us a little bit about your career path and why this spoke to you as something you wanted to do.
Okay. So growing up, I always had a passion for crime, criminal justice. I grew up watching First 48, things of that nature. So I used to always say I wanted to be a homicide detective. That was like my dream job. But once I got a little older, I came to find out I would have to patrol the streets. And I just knew personally that was not my calling. So I did graduate. I went to ECPI, where I obtained my bachelor's degree in criminal justice. And soon as I was fastly approaching my graduation date, I said, I still want to get my feet wet. So I applied with the Department of Corrections, and I kind of transitioned from graduation to working in the field itself. So from there, I was taking like an hour and a half drive just to get to work. And I was like, let me see what's closer, but still kind of in the career path. So Henrico Sheriff's Office popped up. I applied. I got the job. I've been employed since February of 2015. And I just love the agency. I like the growth of it. I like the fact that you can move up. You're not stuck. You're not stagnant. And I'm not a complacent type of person. So I just like that I can, whatever I want to do, I can. The possibilities is endless within this agency.
Wow, I love that too. And, you know, Captain Brophy, I feel like we're at the Career Mega Sale, and that might be a question people have is, if I'm just getting started, do I really have an opportunity to make this a career, even though I may not, you know, I may have been out of high school for a few years? Or what are the opportunities for people, even if they're getting started a little bit older?
That's a great question. It absolutely is. Everything you said, this is one of the most, if not the most diverse places to work within the county of Henrico. And we are very proud of that. And there are plenty of opportunities here at the sheriff's office. Sheriff Gregory is, you know, always says we provide our own in-house training for free. So we train everybody, and we get you up to a certain level. And then wherever you want to basically pursue your career from there, it's the sky's the limit. It's up to you. If you would like to go up for rank, plenty of opportunity for that. Make some more money. speaking of money, if you just want to stay as a deputy, that's perfectly fine. And pursue the career development rank, you're certainly welcome to do that as well. I love to see people advance. I love to see people provide an honest living for their families, and I love to see them pursue their own endeavors to where they end up becoming the best version of themselves possible, right? And I've been blessed in the sense that I've been able to interact with people. Not that I've done anything, but I've just seen them flourish. And I've seen, you know, Sheriff Gregory's taught me this as well. It's like, she wanted to help me, she has, I like to pass it on. So I'm big on each one teach one, and just helping my fellow human being be the best version of themselves that can has just been great.
To go or speak to what Captain said, being able to help others, to give back to the agency. And honestly, you would be surprised, but the impact that we make on some of our visitors and our clients that reside in our facility, you'll be surprised how many people we actually touch and what knowledge we can spew into them. All it takes is just one person. So just being able to help individuals and see their growth and potential. You can visit the website www.henrico.us/sheriff. And on there it says career. You click on that tab and it'll prompt you to the right steps to apply online. And or you can give us a call 804-501-5558 and ask for myself, Sergeant Carter, and we'll be able to assist you.
Again, a huge thanks to Henrico Sheriff's Office and the Division of Fire. Both organizations were at the Career Mega Sale, and they actually both have storefronts at the Adult Education Center at Regency. So you have opportunities, if you couldn't make it to the Career Mega Sale, to learn about career paths with law enforcement, the Division of Fire, and so many other organizations who were there at the event. And I'll tell you who else is hiring. Henrico County Public Schools, specifically the Division of Pupil Transportation. Our bus drivers are so important, obviously to the students they carry to and from school and other activities, but to the efficient running of our entire school system and the school day. And we had a chance to talk with Jim Ellis, the Director of Pupil Transportation. Pupil Transportation is hiring. But I did have to ask Jim this question. If you have not driven a school bus, but you think you would like to work with kids and enjoy the position, what is the training like to get people up to speed and comfortable driving?
We have a wonderful training staff that will get you through the training. They'll get you, help you with the test. You have to get a CDL, so you'll have to take a test at DMV. We help you with the test. We help you learning to drive and back a bus. All those things that you would need to drive a bus successfully, we certainly help you out. With those training opportunities, as well as we're having a drive the bus event here coming up in May that will, for those people that don't think they can drive a bus, here's your opportunity to come out, get on a bus, look around, drive it around our loop, and then you can really see whether or not, yes, I can drive a bus or not. So that's a wonderful opportunity also to come and see if you can actually drive a bus.
I need to see that for myself. I'm kind of curious myself. I drive a pickup truck, but somehow being in that bus seems like it's a different ball game. But you have fantastic drivers, so your training must be fantastic too, because they do such a great job. Let's talk a little bit about folks who, we're here at the Career Mega Sale. We certainly have people who are familiar with pupil transportation, but is there any particular kind of avenue, if you have not done this before and you're just interested in doing it, age or degree or education completion, are there any criteria connected with being able to drive?
You just have to be 21 years old or older. So that's that, as well as you have to have had your driver's license for more than 6 months. So that's the biggest criteria that you've got to come against before you can get drive a bus. So we'll take everybody that's 21 or older and had your license longer than 6 months.
And I would imagine you would need to check for maybe the background to make sure they have a pretty decent driver's record. I mean, if you've gotten a ticket or two, does that disqualify you?
That will not disqualify you as long as you have positive points on your driver's license. So,
and I mean, I've known a few folks who've even retired from their regular jobs and decided to come back and do a little something, and they are driving. Do you find that this is a good opportunity, even if you've been out of the job market for a while? Do you have any retirees who drive?
We have a lot of retirees, and we have a lot of parents that also drive the bus with their children. So, if you have kids that are under between 1 and 4, you're able to bring at least 2 of them on the bus with you. So they can come with you to work. But it's a wonderful opportunity. You drive a little in the morning. You've got a break between usually 9:30 and 1:30. You come back, you drive a little more around town, and then you can go back home. So it's got a nice little break in between. It doesn't take up your whole day, and you can work 6 hours or plus 6 hours. We have a lot of opportunities, whether it's midday opportunities and after school events, things like that. So if you want to drive a lot, we've got that opportunity. If you want to drive just a little, we have that opportunity as well. So if you only want to drive in the morning, yes, we'll take part-time people. If you want to only drive in the afternoon, yes, we'll take those part-time people as well. So.
Oh my goodness, that is great news, I'm sure, for people to hear that like you mentioned, there is some flexibility. Jim, if people want to find out more and perhaps they're interested, they may be not able to be here at the Career Mega Sale today, how can they visit a website or learn a little bit more about those opportunities that are available?
Well, we are on the Henrico County Public Schools website. And we have our offices are out at 1910 East Parham, and we you can always come in and drop off an application there as well as online. So there's plenty of opportunities to do that.
Fantastic, everyone. If driving our children to and from school and other activities seems like an opportunity you might want to explore, remember Henrico County Public Schools, people transportation. Jim, it's competitive pay as well.
Correct. Right now it's $22.98 per hour for those beginning, and we expect it to go at least till $25 come July 1.
Outstanding. That's going to be really welcome news to a lot of folks listening. Thank you so much, and thanks to you and your entire driving team for all that you do. We appreciate you.
Again, if you're interested in joining the driving force of Henrico County Public Schools, people transportation, or school nutrition, or facilities, and of course teaching, don't wait. Visit henricoschools.us. You'll see careers and that top navigation, and that will bring you to current job openings, information on employment events, and just much more good detail about joining Henrico County Public Schools. So, I mentioned that I'm flying solo for this episode, but Mike and I did have a chance to catch up at the actual Career Mega Sale and even to talk with a gentleman named TC, one of the hundreds of career seekers in attendance. One of the great things about the Career Mega Sale is that there are opportunities for people in different parts of their career path and at different points in their career path. Some folks who are here, Mike, are just right out of high school or still in high school. And then we have some people who have been seasoned employees and have been out in the workforce for a while.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's nice about this. This is not just a typical career fair. I mean, this is available for like I said, the person who's looking for their first the beginning of their career, or the one whose career, going to do a career change, or someone who is recently had a company issue, an issue with the company they've worked for. Something similar happened to me where, years ago, where the company got sold and some people got let go, and you got to go out there in the workforce and try and find that new position. And so that's what's nice about this is that the companies are not just looking for people that, are in different stages of their career, beginning, middle, or what, is that they're looking for so many different types of positions to fill. And I think that's what's important about this event.
Exactly. We are delighted that TC could join us. He's been busy this morning meeting and talking to people, but we snagged him to come and chat with us for just a minute. TC, welcome. What made you decide to come out to the Career Mega Sale today?
Well, I heard about this as reason because I just lost my job. Just same thing as Mike just mentioned off. The company closed out, and then I didn't get another one. So I was told by a friend, invited me to come over here, which is Mike was leading the way. And he told us to come on over here and take a look and see. But then when I'm walking around with Mike help, you know, he said, this is more than just you. You got to put yourself out there. You can't just sit in one place. And I am open. Background as a programmer, but I'm willing to sell. I'm willing to drive or anything.
You know what, TC, that's the great spirit to have, because when you are in a position where you are career switching, sometimes it's planned and sometimes it's unplanned. But Mike, don't you think just being open to opportunity is half the battle?
Oh, absolutely. So many people can it's like tunnel vision. It's like I came, you know, in my situation, I was coming out of 20 years in the IT field and I wasn't finding the prospects. You know, maybe it was an age thing, maybe it was the qualifications, but at the same, but I was able to get, you know, I've been with this job, you know, for the county for 10 years now. I'm working on my 10th year. I was willing to step back and it was, I have some other skills out there that I can market, and those skills got me this job. Not the ones that I was expecting, but now after 10 years, I'm still doing it.
You know, and it's funny, TC, maybe this is what you will find too. Sometimes it's the unexpected thing that ends up working out perfectly. You know, it's not like you think about it necessarily ahead of time, but then an opportunity presents itself and it works out great.
I sure hope so, because I come across with the place they call Richmond Four. You know what? I get to talk to that lady, and I get to express my love to the Mustang of 1965, and she said, oh, no. So I'm there. I'm a kind of Mustang kind of guy. And then I told her, I said, hey, anything that I would do? She said, oh, you open to sell? I said, sure. I can sell them. Engine from all the way to 1965 to 1972. That's it.
Wow, that's great. But well, listen, you're going to have some people coming to the dealership who love to talk about cars, and they will talk about the first car they loved. And before you know it, you're walking out of there with a sale because they've connected with you for some reason. So I think that's fantastic. Mike, the Career Mega Sale has been already amazing. We've had so many different types of people, different ages. It's been a really good mix.
It's when you go, being here today and seeing the huge variety of people that are out here, like you said, it's amazing. And the businesses they're excited about it because they've got, you know, this, everybody's needing help in so many different areas. And all these businesses that are looking to fill positions across the spectrum when it comes to their businesses. And like you said, you know, if you might not expect that it's time for a career switch, but if that's what's laid out in front of you and you have an opportunity that's been presented to you and it seems like it's interesting, go for it. I mean, I have changed pathways so many times in my life. And most people, if I were to tell you everything I've done, they were like, why? And I was like, well, because I just find that next new interesting thing to do. And, you know, and it's harder to do the older you get, but, you know, always be willing to take that adventure, you know, and say, hey, yeah, it might be something to be interesting to do.
As always, great counsel from Mike, and he was spot on, because there were new and experienced workers at the event. But in general, there was this wonderful spirit of being open to hearing and learning about career options that folks had considered, but also things that perhaps they had not considered before. Well, at the Career Mega Sale, this is being held at the Adult Education Center at Regency, and one of the storefronts who's here all the time, not just for the Career Mega Sale, is Tutor Doctor, and I am delighted that Colette Christensen is joining us today. Colette, I have walked by Tutor Doctor and been very personally intrigued by what Tutor Doctor is, but I couldn't explain it back to another person. Tell us what you all do with Tutor Doctor.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, and thanks for having me. So Tutor Doctor is a franchise, first of all, and I work with my partner, Trace. He owns the company here in Richmond, Virginia. And we match tutors with students. So often the incoming phone calls are parents saying, my, you know, fifth grader needs help in reading, or my kindergartner is not, doesn't know their letters, or my senior is having trouble with calculus, et cetera. And then we have tutors that we, you know, put them with. And then the tutors are in contact with the parents directly. And I've been doing this a really long time. I personally have a master's in education and exceptional ed and worked for other tutoring programs. And one thing that really sets Tutor Doctor apart is we have, our tutors offer session reports after every single session. So there's constantly communication between the tutor and the student, the parent, and then us as well.
Wow. So if so, I think one of the questions I have, or perhaps stereotypes I have, is that tutors are only for really wealthy people who have kids who are trying to get into an elite college, and you know, but that's really not all that tutors are doing for people in the community, right? Is this something that really anyone or most families could at least look into and make a call and find out more about?
Yeah, and it's funny that you say that, because I think there is that stereotype, and it exists for a reason, because it's largely true, right? We've been working with Mac Baton, and we are trying to work with him to kind of develop an underwritten program for kids that have the same need but don't have a way to pay for it. And that's, I mean, it's just, it's kind of, it's, it has always been the wealthy, and so the wealthy get wealthier, right? And so there are these, you know, children struggling. And I've been to their homes before and have had to turn them down because they don't have the money, or they don't want to go in debt to make sure that their, you know, first grader learns phonics. And I don't want them to go into debt. So what happens is, you know, it gets worse. They call back in third grade, they call back in fourth grade, and then by that time their student's not reading and they have to get a loan. And it's just, it's that vicious cycle that we would love to find a way to stop. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Colette, you bring up a really interesting point. And for our listeners and people who are thinking, I wonder if and when I need to intervene and get a private tutor, what advice would you give parents and guardians and caretakers about when it's time to actually pick up the phone and start looking into this for their loved one?
I would pick up the phone before you have the thought. So as soon as you feel something's not right, even if you're hearing otherwise, parents see their kids every day. Parents know teachers are with the kids every day as well. But I think as a parent, and I personally have a senior in high school, I knew she had some speech difficulties when she was younger, and they were, you know, I heard at least that she was going to be fine, but she couldn't say her own first name, because she couldn't say her S's, and her name's Sophie. And she started hiding behind me whenever somebody asked her name. So I thought, you know, it might not be a problem right now, but what's this going to look like down the road potentially? So I think trust your gut as a parent. And secondly, just don't wait, because these things very rarely resolve by themselves.
In happy news, Colette, I'm sure you've seen kids and young people really thrive after they have had this experience with the tutor. For them, it can be, I'm sure, really life-changing when they see they can do algebra or they can do long division. Or what are some of the benefits for the recipient of the tutoring once they start to do well?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's something we talk about: skills, motivation, confidence, right? And I'm actually speaking at Johnson Elementary this Thursday, what it's like to be a tutor. There's an Einstein quote, I'm sure you're familiar, but if fish is judged by its ability to climb a tree, it's going to think it's stupid forever. And so many kids think they're not smart, they're stupid, and talk about a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So I see kids go from body language, head down, not wanting to try. And I've seen it. I have been doing this, like I said, for a long time. I've seen it so many times. And then it's not necessarily a light bulb, because it doesn't happen overnight. But these kids, they change. And then when they see that they can learn something, they think, well, if I did that, then maybe I could do this. And they establish that confidence, which gives them the motivation. And it's just, I still tutor, and I still feel the warmth in my heart from that. I work with a kindergartner tonight at 3:30, this afternoon at 3:30, and he's learning. He can read. He actually can read, and he did not know how to read when I started working with him. It's amazing.
That is beautiful. For people who are listening to this and thinking, perhaps I could be a tutor, what do they need to know about entering the industry as a tutor?
We look primarily for people at least with a bachelor's degree. We also have hired professionals before, because some professionals may be, business executives. They might not have a teaching background at all, but they most certainly know how to add, right? Or one would hope. With writing help or anything like that. So it's not just education majors that we're looking for. We don't do this very often, but we had a senior, she was one of our tutors. She was, I think, the second ranked in her class at Godwin last year, ended up going to school here locally, and to college, and she still tutors for us. She was one of our very best tutors, and she also is close to their age, so she kind of gets it too. But she, Grace, that is her name. I won't give her last name, but she still tutors for us via Zoom. So she's still one of our very best tutors, and it's so rewarding.
Colette Christensen, thank you so much. And I'm sure there's so many people who have Tutor Doctor to thank for the success they are experiencing at school and beyond school. So we're delighted you could be here. Thank you so much for your great work that you do. And thank you for joining us for this episode of Henrico CTE Now. We also want to thank everyone who turned out for the Career Mega Sale to make this such a success. In Henrico CTE, we are getting students life ready with the 3 E's as our goal. We want them enrolled, enlisted, and or employed. And this just simply couldn't happen without our community of supporters and business partners and wonderful families, students, and instructors that we have as part of the CTE family. Again, keep in touch with us. Our social handle is Henrico CTE. For a deep dive of what's happening with our programs, visit our website, henricocte.com. For Mike Roberts and the entire Workforce and Career Development team, I'm Mary Ann McGee, and we'll catch you next time.